This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Polling for the general elections to Lok Sabha and state assemblies of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh concluded this evening. In the seventh and last phase of general elections, polling was held in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies, spread over seven states and one union territory, beside 42 seats of the Odisha Assembly. Polling was held for 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Starting from the 19th of April in the past 43 days, people across 542 constituencies out of 543 voted to elect their representatives to the 18th Lok Sabha. In Surat, the BJP candidate was elected unopposed. According to the Election Commission, overall 59% voter turnout was recorded in today's polling. Statewide polling percentages, West Bengal nearly 70%, Jharkhand also nearly 70%, Himachal Pradesh over 67%, Odisha and Chandigarh nearly 63%, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh nearly 56%, Bihar over 51%. A total of 904 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Singh Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leaders Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Polling also took place for the remaining 42 seats of the Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for six constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and one seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal were also held. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections 2024 and state legislative assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday, starting 8 a.m. onwards. The counting of votes for the assembly elections of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh will begin from 6 a.m. tomorrow. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, have reviewed the counting day preparations with all chief electoral officers and returning officers. Ahead of counting the votes for the Lok Sabha polls on Tuesday, the opposition INDIA bloc today held a meeting in New Delhi and expressed confidence that they will win over 295 Lok Sabha seats. Briefing media after the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said they discussed a range of issues, including elections and challenges they might face ahead. He said they have also decided to participate in the Lok Sabha exit poll debates on the TV channels this evening. After the meeting, AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal claimed that the INDIA bloc is moving forward to form a strong government at the centre. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav claimed that INDIA bloc will win most of the Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh. RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav said INDIA bloc is winning and the face of the Prime Minister will be decided later. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and NCBSCB leader Sharad Pawar were among those who attended the meeting. However, TMC and PDP skipped the meeting. The Election Commission has extended profound gratitude to voters, political parties, polling machinery and everyone involved in making voting a stellar success. India has made history today, starting on the 19th of April. Polling for Lok Sabha elections concluded today. Indian democracy and Indian elections have again created magic, and the Indian voters, irrespective of their caste, creed, religion, socio-economic and educational background, have done it once again. The Commission said that the real winner indeed is the Indian voter. At least 20 people were killed after a boat capsized in a river in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province today. Qureshi Badloon, the head of Nangarhar Province's Information Department, said a boat with women and children on board sank this morning in the river in the Basavul area of Mumandara district. Local media reported that five people have been rescued while five bodies have been recovered. The Taliban-led health ministry, in a statement, said emergency aid teams have been dispatched to the site of the incident to search for the victims' bodies. The cause of the tragedy is being investigated. Further details are awaited. In athletics, India's D.P. Manu and Nitya Ramraj brought home one gold and one silver medal, respectively, at the Taiwan Athletics Open 2024 today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.